Hey, it's Craig here. How are you? Episode 253 of the podcast. And a bit of traffic going by has just finished a run, but a few things to chat about. Put up a quote today is from Epictetus about he who laughs at himself never runs out of things to laugh at. And you know what? I love that because we all take ourselves just a little bit and some a hell of a lot really, really, really too seriously. Like some, I have an interest in watching press conferences by coaches after games, and there's a few coaches, and we advise on their leadership, which is really enjoyable, and so it's a matter of analysing this, and some of the things that come out of people's mouths that they think we can't see between the lines of, but I don't know if they're aware of some of the technology that's out there. And one of the funnest things we work with is looking at transcripts of public domain data. So it could be a press conference, it could be a social media post or whatever. And then we're able to analyze that and to give a really sound, evidence-based, a lot of research on this, on word usage, and be able to give a very good psychological profile. And this is very effective when in the sport area or even in the corporate area where you're trying to look, I suppose, inside the persona of someone gives out, but to see the real person. And so historically we would do psychological testing with that, but you know, even though they're validated and have areas in them to catch people out if they're trying to game the test, I still think it is possible. Where this you can't, because you're not aware. And some of the recent analysis of people and what they say and what is really being said, yeah, it's fascinating. So it's always best to, as a leader, to have excellent self-awareness and to be real, because leaders impact us terribly, or positively or negatively, depending where we are, whether it's in sport and corporate or whatever. And so getting back to my post by Epictetus, I don't know if a lot of people laugh at themselves enough. Like, I know when I'm getting too serious, I just look back and go, oh my God, you are hilarious. You really think you're that good, or that makes any sense at all what you're saying, or anyone would really listen? So even these podcasts, like, I don't look too much to see who listens, because often I'm just talking away and record it, and there's some people that write to me and enjoy them, so I keep doing them. But yeah, if you're taking yourself too seriously, laugh at yourself. Like, most of us are not solving the problem of cancer or saving lives in general, or doing stuff that is really, really important. And even mostly what I work in sport, I have to tell myself all the time, it's just sport. It's entertainment. It is what it is, even though we take it very, very seriously in what we do, because you always want to do your very best. At the end of the day, you've got to have a reality check on what you're doing. Anyway, enough of that, but I'd love to. I actually could share with you some of these reports that we write, because they're completely, it's completely public domain data that we analyze. And if you're ever interested in analyzing players or staff or anything like that, you should contact me, because it's pretty unique what we can do. In saying that, on LinkedIn today I put out a post because we're running a leadership workshop on May the 16th. We'll be in Sydney, keeping it to only 20 places because we really like these to be quite small, so we have a real robust discussion. It's full day. It's on a Thursday, and I'm presenting it with my friend, great friend, and really great practitioner, Lucien Okill, who is an expert in negotiation, but also has had extensive experience in leadership and corporate. Also has been involved in football and has a very well-rounded past, and has done significant study with me in respect to my self-science philosophy and our human performance coaching courses, and he's just outstanding. So I'm really excited that he's presenting with me, and I guarantee you it will be a great day. And the way we present it has a lot of input from you, and I will expect that, yes, there'll be corporate people, but if you're a football coach or any sort of sporting coach, I think it'd be wonderful for you to come along as well. One of the things I've found in leadership, and remembering, I've always had an interest in leadership, but I thought I will go and study leadership. So a few years ago, I did a master's of leadership and then did some research into that area. So I like to always have some evidence behind what I do. There's a lot of people coaching leaders out there that mightn't have really, I suppose, studied it. So I think the balance is to have studied it formally, and to also have been in leadership positions, but also to have been in following positions, and to have that good holistic view of leadership. There is no doubt we've got problems with leadership. Everywhere I go, talking to corporate people, even players, etc., you know, one of the biggest problems is who's leading them. And if you don't have your people happy, they're not going to perform. And so what I've seen often is people get promoted into leadership positions and they get no training. And there's always that debate, leaders, are they born or made? Well, really, you might get some genetic positivity into your leadership, but it's a craft that needs to be studied and need to be worked upon. And I don't know if people do that. Hence, we have a situation where so many people are unhappy in the workplace, and it's directly related to the leader. There's solid research about the well-being of staff being impacted negatively by leaders. So if you're a leader, you might be a wonderful leader. I am not sure. But even if you're a wonderful leader, an emerging leader, we would really love you to come along for this workshop in Sydney. The venue's to be advised, but I think we've nearly locked that in, but it will be in the city, lunch, morning tea, afternoon tea will be, of course, supplied. But it'll just be a fun day. And the way we really do this is a lot of it comes from you. You'll learn the self-science philosophy in respect to leadership. You'll get a copy of my self-science book and also our 100X journal as well. But it's really about creating more self-aware leaders. And you talk about leadership styles, and there's many. And then people think, I am this type of leader. Well, really, it's about being agile with your leadership, having the tools in the toolbox, which at different times you need to use different leadership styles, and about knowing when to use those. And you can only know how to use those and when to use those if you're really self-aware and you're working hard daily and reflecting on your own leadership. But then again, like I also say, is leadership. Every one of us is a leader because we're leading ourselves. And maybe the absence of self-leadership could be one of the biggest issues in today's society. And that's what I even say when people in a team are complaining about the leader, that they still have the opportunity to be able to lead themselves. So yes, we can't always be pointing the finger, because it gets back to what you can control and what you can't control. And if you've got a destructive leader, yes, you might go to your HR department, you might talk about that, or you have the choice to leave. But if you want to stay and you can't control that, you've done everything that is in your control with that leader, there is absolutely no point going home every day crying about your leader. You got to think, okay, what can I control and what I can't control? The other thing that really impacts leadership negatively is ego. And ego is the enemy for all of us. But geez. Sometimes the ego of leaders creeps up on them and they start not being aware of the negative impact it's having on them. And we see this often, really, really often. Anyway, if you are interested, I posted on LinkedIn, but you can contact me through any of my social media places. Send me a message. You can even send a message to this podcast and I'll get back to you with more details. Places will fill up pretty quick for that. So, you know, let's make sure we get onto it as soon as possible if you are interested. And I hope to hear from you soon. But in saying all that, let's go through our day. Let's have a laugh at ourselves. If we start there, I think we're going to have a pretty big smile on our face, because we're pretty funny. And as always, go and make the world a better place.